إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This morning, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to start a topic that is indeed of the utmost importance. And there is a tremendous benefit in what we intend to read today. A great advice and some clarification of things that a Muslim is in need of, especially the one who understands the importance of knowledge in this deen. Our topic this morning is, the core of it is an advice from one of the great imams of this era, that is Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, rahimahullah. And what follows is the commentary or comments of one of the people of knowledge of today, Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr, hafidhahumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Before we read, I would like to say that this advice is an advice to the students at the Islamic University in Medina, specifically. However, there is no doubt that what has been mentioned here is an advice to every student of knowledge. Rather, it is an advice to every Muslim who is conscious and aware of the fact that the Prophet ﷺ has said it is an obligation upon every Muslim to seek knowledge. So if a person understands that it is obligatory upon us to seek knowledge, in the same way that it's obligatory to worship Allah, how can one worship Allah without knowing how to worship Allah? So the Prophet ﷺ said, طالب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. أو طالب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. نعم. Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. Therefore, whoever understands this and accepts this obligation, then every one of us should be seeking knowledge, and therefore every one of us should be a talib al-ilm. And this advice is to every one of us. So, this is the advice, the wasiyah of Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, the tulab al-jamia al-islamiyah. Any advice to the students of the Islamic University, that is the Islamic University in Medina. The Shaykh who's commenting, Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, he's commenting, he begins by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, sallallahu wa sallam alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. And he's praising Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and bearing witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners, and bearing witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave servant and worshipper of Allah and His Messenger. May the salat and salam be upon him and upon his family and his companions, all of them. After this, the Shaykh says, in front of you or before you is a wasiyya azima, nafi'ah, a tremendous, great advice, beneficial advice that has been written by a noble imam, a distinguished authority, an advisor, and a sheikh, and a murabbi, yani one who is in the process, or the one who is engaged with yani educating the people and nurturing the people in the proper way, that they will reach the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for them. He said, it is al-imam, al-shaykh, al-allama, Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. Yani, this great imam, this noble imam, this distinguished authority and great advisor to the Muslims, the murabbi, it is al-imam, al-shaykh, al-allama, Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And this is an advice, a wasiyah, that he specifically offered to the students of the Islamic University, yani the Islamic University in Medina. And again I say, but it is indeed an advice for every student of knowledge, rather for every Muslim who knows that it's obligatory upon us to be a student of knowledge. And he has collected in this advice some tremendous matters of great benefit that is incumbent upon every student of knowledge in this jamia. Yani the Shaykh Abdul Razak is addressing the students at the jamia with this advice from Shaykh Ibn Baz, which was originally given to the students at the jamia. He said, it is incumbent upon every student of knowledge in this jamia, rather it is upon every student of knowledge in general, to reflect upon these advices. For indeed in them is a great benefit, a tremendous profit, and it is of the greatest importance. So I will read to you this advice, the Shaykh is saying, I will read to you this advice in its totality. And then after that I will comment upon it with whatever Allah makes easy for me to comment with. So the actual advice of Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he said, قَالَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Yani the Shaykh began, the Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz began praising Allah, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. And he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying that Allah is sufficient, and that his salam, yani the salam of Allah, the peace, safety and security of Allah be upon his worshippers whom he has chosen. And after this the Shaykh says, and here, yani this advice is a very, very brief advice. And he mentions five matters, after which, or six matters, or there are five advices that he gave that will help a person to attain, to achieve, yani the means or the causes through which a person can achieve or attain this beneficial knowledge. But before those five things that are the means through which a person can achieve knowledge, he mentions six other matters. And from amongst them, the first of them is also one of the five means for achieving knowledge. And he gave six advices. One of them, the first of them, is one of the things that the Shaykh mentions in the means through which a person can achieve knowledge. So there are asbab, or there are wasail, through which a person can achieve knowledge. He mentioned five of them. But before that, he mentioned six advices, yani just about studying itself. So the Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he said, فَالَّذِي أُوصِي بِهِ أَبْنَائِي طُلَّابِ الْجَامِعِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ هُوَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَحْوَالِ. And this is the first of the six matters that he began with. The first of them, he said, that which I advise my sons, the students of the Islamic University, the thing that I advise them with is to observe taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations and circumstances. Yani in every situation and circumstance. This is the most important matter, observing taqwa of Allah. Yani, being conscious of Allah, of every command and prohibition, and fulfilling His commands and avoiding His prohibitions to the utmost of one's ability. The second thing, والحرص على طلب العلم, يعني to be eager, diligent, to earnestly seek knowledge, to be diligent in seeking knowledge. not to take the matter lightly, easily, but rather, يعني, strive for it, seek it earnestly, diligently. Number three, والعناية بالمقررات الدراسية. يعني that a person give care to the curriculum that has been set up for studies. The academic curriculum. يعني he's talking to the students at the Islamic University, and we hope that what any university that is upon the Sunnah, that the same care should be given to its curriculum. Number four, وَالْمُذَاكَرَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا قَدْ يَخْفَى مِنْ مَسَائِلِهَا. And that they, يعني study amongst themselves, يعني with one another, cooperate with one another in reviewing the studies that they have at the school, especially those things, يعني the issues that might be, يعني, not so clear to everyone. يعني things that might not be obvious to everyone. There may be some fine issues that they can help one another with. So the Shaykh is advising them to, يعني, care about one another and to cooperate one another with one another in studying and reviewing the issues of knowledge that you're studying, especially those issues which are fine points that might not be obvious to everyone. Number five, وَالْإِصْغَىٰ لِلْمُدَرِّسِينَ. يعني that you give your full attention. يعني give your full attention. Listen carefully to your teachers. And number six, وَالسُّؤَالِ عَنْ كُلِّ مَا يُشْكِلْ فِي الدَّرْسِ بِالْأُسْلُوبِ الْحَسَنِ. And that you ask about every matter which is problematic in the dars, and that you ask about it with good manners, yani in a good manner. Ask questions, yani listen carefully to the teacher, and whatever is problematic, ask about it. But ask about it with what? Al-uslub al-hasan, in a good way. Yani don't be rude. Show respect for the teacher, and ask the question properly with proper manners. These are the six matters that the Shaykh started with. Yani, observing taqwa of Allah, being diligent in seeking knowledge, giving care, proper care to the academic curriculum, studying amongst yourselves, especially those issues which are not obvious, fine points, and number five, lending your ear, yani listening carefully to your teachers, and number six, asking questions. Ask about that which you don't understand. Don't just leave it, but ask. After this, the Shaykh, the Imam, Abdul Aziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, mentions five asbab at-tahsil, yani five means through which a person can acquire or obtain knowledge. And of course, these are not the only means, but the Shaykh, he's giving us some of the most important ones. So he mentions here five, and every one of them indeed is of the utmost importance. We are in need of every single one of them. So the Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he says, وَمِنْ أَهَمِّ أَسْبَابَ التَّحْصِيلِ, that from amongst the most important causes or reasons or means for the acquisition or the attainment of knowledge, from amongst the most important, meaning it's very clear that he's starting from the beginning saying that these are not all of the means, rather these are from amongst the most important of them, and there are others, but from the most important of them are these five. إصلاح النية وحفظ الوقت والعمل بما علم. These are three. إصلاح النية, that a person makes sure that their intention is correct, is right, is proper, is wholesome, that they have a good intention, a pure intention. إصلاح النية وحفظ الوقت, and that they protect and preserve and guard their time. Don't waste time. Time is precious. Guard your time. Protect it. Preserve it. And number three, العمل بمعالمة, that acting upon that which you have learned. Acting upon it. You have learned something, you must act upon it. It's not sufficient just to accumulate, to collect information. Rather, the purpose of knowledge is action. After this, the Shaykh says, these are the first three that he mentioned. And after this, he said, وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي بَعْدِ الْآثَارِ. من عمل بما علم أورثه الله علم ما لم يعلم. من عمل بما علم, يعني whoever acts upon that which he has learned, أورثه الله, then Allah would يعني give him, would grant him علم ما لم يعلم. He would give him knowledge of that which he didn't learn. If a person has learned something and they act upon it, then Allah will increase them. He will give them further knowledge of that which they have not learned. And this is an athar, يعني the Shaykh said it has come in that which has been transmitted or conveyed to us from the people of knowledge of the past. Whoever acts upon that which he has learned, then Allah will grant him knowledge of that which he has not yet learned. وَشَاهَدُهُ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, يعني, and that which bears witness to this from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his saying in Surah Muhammad, 47th Surah, 17th Ayat, وَالَّذِينَ احْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And those who have accepted, yani who have recognized, accepted and acted upon the guidance that has come to them, then Allah will give them, will increase them with more guidance. Yani those who follow the path, accept the guidance and act upon it, then Allah will increase them in guidance, and Allah will also give them their taqwa. Yani Allah will give them a condition that we are all in need of, that is the condition of observing taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also he said, likewise, that which bears witness to this matter, that the person who acts upon that which he has learned, Allah will increase him with knowledge of that which he didn't know yet, is from Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam, naam. 19th surah, if I'm not mistaken, 76 ayat. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ احْتَدَوْا هُدَى. And Allah will increase those who have followed the guidance with more guidance. He will increase them in guidance. Yani if a person acts upon the guidance that comes to them, Allah will increase them in guidance. And the fourth and fifth matter that the Shaykh mentions, وَمِنْ أَهَمِّ الْأَسْبَابِ أَيْضًا الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ عَلَى تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالْهَذْرِ مِنْ الْمَعَاسِي. And also from amongst the most important of the means through which a person will achieve knowledge, will acquire knowledge, is being upright. Yani being in a constant, continuous condition of uprightness upon this matter of taqwa Allah. Yani observing taqwa of Allah. Being constantly in a condition of observance of taqwa of Allah. And being warned, being cautioned against sins. Yani constantly being in a state of observing taqwa of Allah and cautioning, being cautioned all the time against sinning. And these are the five means that the Shaykh has mentioned. And he goes on to say concerning this, he says the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Talaq, 65th Surah, 2nd and 3rd Ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That whoever observes taqwa of Allah, then Allah would make a way out for him, a way out from any difficulty or hardship or whatever they are trying to get out of. Allah would make a way out for him. And Allah would provide for him from where he didn't expect it, from where he didn't imagine. Allah would grant him provisions and he wouldn't even have a clue that it would come from that way. Naam. So these are five things that the Shaykh has mentioned. The last two of them is al-istiqamah upon taqwa and being warned and cautioned against sin. So the Shaykh mentions concerning taqwa, whoever observes the taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. And he is relating this back to, yani, this matter of seeking knowledge. Whoever observes taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. For example, he will make a way out for him from ignorance. And Allah will provide for him. Here, specifically meaning that Allah would grant him knowledge from where he didn't expect it. So the Shaykh says, وَالْمَخْرَجْ مِنَ الْجَهْلِ مِنْ أَهَمُّ الْمَخَارِجِ الْمَطْلُوبَةِ. That escaping from ignorance is from the most important things that a person desires to escape from, to seek a way out from. You want to seek a way out from something? One of the most important things that you want to escape from is ignorance. So whoever observes taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. And from amongst the most important things that a person wants to escape from is ignorance. And likewise, knowledge, كما أن العلم من أفضل الرزق الذي ينتج أو ينتج عن التقوى. That also knowledge is from the best of provisions, which يعني are the product or the result of taqwa. From the best of what a person will receive from observing taqwa, يعني of provisions, Allah said if you observe taqwa, He will provide you from where you didn't expect it. From the best of the provisions, the rizq of Allah that a person will get as a result of taqwa is knowledge. Knowledge. قال الله تعالى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. That all you who believe, if you observe taqwa of Allah, Allah will make for you a furqan, a criterion. Naam. From Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal. I think it's, what number is Surah Al-Anfal? 8? 7? 8, naam. Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 29th Ayat. O you who believe, if you observe taqwa of Allah, Allah will make for you a criterion. وَأَحْسَنُ مَا قِيلَ فِي تَفْسِيرِ الْفُرْقَانِ أَنَّهُ مَا يَحْصُلْ لِلْعَبْدِ مِنْ نُورِ الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي يُفَرِّقْ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. And the best of what has been said concerning the explanation of Furqan in this ayat, the criterion that Allah will give you if you observe taqwa, is that He will enable you to, the servant, the slave, the worshipper will achieve the light of knowledge, which enables him to distinguish between truth and falsehood. Most of the people, they don't have the ability to distinguish between truth and falsehood. And that's why they're following falsehood. Because they don't have a criterion. They don't know. A person can say anything to them, they just follow it. Because they don't have any furqan. Because they don't have any knowledge. So from the best of what has been said concerning the explanation of furqan in this ayah, that Allah will give you a furqan if you observe taqwa, is that He will enable you to achieve the nur, the light of knowledge, which distinguishes between truth and falsehood. وَأَمَّا أَثَرْ الْمَعَاسِي فِي الْحِرْمَانِ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ النَّافِيَةِ فَمَعْلُومُ بِالنَّصِّ وَالْوَاقِعِ. As far as the effect, yani the evil effect of sins, in depriving a person of beneficial knowledge, yani that sinning deprives a person, cuts a person off from achieving, from attaining beneficial knowledge, is that which is known by the nas and by the waqia, yani that which is known through the textual proofs from the Quran and Sunnah, and that which is known from the actual lives of the people, what we see that we have fallen into, our real life experience. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, 30th Ayat. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ, يعني nothing has afflicted you of a calamity or disaster except that which your own hands have earned, يعني what you caused by your own hands. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And Allah pardons a lot. Yani, Allah pardons a lot of what we have done wrong. And whatever has befallen us of calamity, it is due to what our own hands have brought on us. Even though Allah has pardoned a lot of what could or should have befallen us. وَلَا رَيْبَ أَنَّ حِرْمَانَ الْعِلْمَ النَّافِيَ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْمَصَائِبِ. And there is no doubt that being deprived of beneficial knowledge is from the greatest of calamities. It's from the greatest of calamities. No calamity befalls you except that it is due to what your own hands have brought on you. And there is no doubt that of the greatest of calamities is that a person is denied beneficial knowledge. And the deprivation of beneficial knowledge is due to that which you have yourself done, meaning your sins have deprived you of being able to achieve or to attain beneficial knowledge. وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن العبد لا يحرم الرزق بالذنب يصيبه. That and it is reported in a hadith, and this hadith has some يعني question about it in terms of its authenticity. But in any case, يعني the Shaykh has mentioned so many other matters that show يعني that the effect of sin يعني on a person's achieving the risk of Allah, and specifically here knowledge. In this, you know, it is reported in this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that a person will be yani deprived of risk of sustenance. And of course the topic we are talking about is being deprived of knowledge, but it is in general that a person will be deprived of risk due to a sin, due to the sins that he has committed. ولما جلس الشافعي رحمه الله بين يدي مالك رحمة الله عليهم عليهما قال مالك للشافعي يعني when الشافعي الإمام الشافعي sat in front of الإمام مالك, may Allah's mercy be upon both of them, الإمام مالك said to Imam Shafi'i, إني أرى الله قد ألقى عليك من نوره فلا تطفعه بالمعاصي. That indeed I see that Allah has, يعني, has placed upon you, has thrown upon you His light. So do not extinguish it with sins. Do not extinguish that light by committing sins. أو كما قال رحمه الله. Or as, يعني, it is as he has said. يعني meaning the statement of Imam Malik. قال الشافعي رحمه الله, الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله himself said, شقوت إلى وقيع سوء حفظي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وقال لي اعلم بأن العلم نور ونور الله لا يؤتاه عاصي. يعني الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله, he said, I complained to وقيع, يعني one of the great scholars of the people of hadith. He said, I complained to Waqi' su hifzi, yani my ability to memorize, my hifz, that it was not good. So he guided me to abandon al-ma'asi, sins. And he advised me to avoid committing sins. The problem with your memory is sins. Sins. Sinning prevents a person from achieving beneficial knowledge. Any knowledge that they will benefit from. He said to me, that is, Waqi' said to Shafi'i, rahimahumullah, he said to me, know that, اعلم بأن العلم نور. Know that knowledge is a light. ونور الله لا يؤتاه عاصي. And the light of Allah will not come to, or will not be given, it will not be given to the sinner, the sinner. The nur of Allah will not be given to the sinner. And then the Shaykh, he closes with the end of this advice. وَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَيَمْنَحَكُمْ التَّوْفِيقِ لِلْعِلْمِ النَّافِعِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ وَأَنْ يَنْفَعَ بِكُمْ عِبَادَهُ إِنَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَسْؤُولِ والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So the Shaykh, he closes with dua, and the Shaykh Al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Baz rahimahullah is known for the very important, beautiful, beneficial supplications that we ask Allah to accept his supplications for us. Indeed, indeed, we are in need of them. He said, I ask Allah to grant you the success to achieve beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. That Allah grant you success, the ability to achieve beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. These two together, beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And that He benefit His servants, the servants of Allah, that they be benefited through you. Of course, He's speaking to the students at the university, that Allah bless them with beneficial knowledge, and that they act upon their knowledge and then that Allah blessed, benefit the people that they will go back to through them. That Allah benefit His servants, His worshippers through you. إِنَّهُ خَيْرُ مَسْؤُولٍ. And indeed, He is the best one to ask. And He is the best one, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the best one that we should ask for whatever we want to ask. And here, after this, at the end of this, then the Shaykh also says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, peace be upon you, and mercy of Allah and His blessings. And this is the end of the speech. Yani the, what he has said, that is, Al-Imam al-Azim, fi hadhi al-wasiyya al-nafiyya, yani what he has said in this truly beneficial advice. And it is, yani Shaykh Abdul Razak is saying here, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he's saying here, as we have mentioned, it is yani befitting that the student of knowledge reflect upon this advice. Yani reflect upon each of these matters that the Shaykh has mentioned here. It is befitting of us to contemplate it, to think about it, and not to just yani let it be a passing thought. Rather to consider each of these matters. The Shaykh says, and what we have to say about this advice and what it entails, what it contains, its purport, what is inside of it, its contents, this requires time. Shaykh Abdul Razak is saying, however, I will yani be brief and summarize this, the asbab, al-mu'ina, yani those causes or means or reasons that will help the person to achieve knowledge, to do well in achieving knowledge. Yani those means that al-Imam Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz rahimahullah has mentioned, those means which help the person to do well in tahsil al-ilm, in achieving or attaining or acquiring knowledge. Since indeed he, rahimahullah, has collected a number of great means that the student of knowledge, if he gives care to them, then by the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it will be a help and a support for him to be strong in achieving knowledge and to achieve a vast comprehension of the knowledge and acquiring knowledge of the issues of the Sharia and their evidences. And this will also enable the person to have good understanding, التَّفَقُّه فِي الدِّينِ اللَّهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a good understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person utilizes these means, these asbab, these causes or these means, so this, yani doing so, the person utilizing these means will enable him to attain an ample amount of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended for those from amongst His servants, whoever He intends good for them. As came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqqihu fid deen. That whoever Allah intends for that person to achieve good, khayr, then He gives them fiqh, or fahm, or understanding in the deen. Whoever utilizes these means, and these are from amongst the most important means that will help a person, that will be a support for any sincere student of knowledge, this will help them to achieve a great amount of knowledge and a good understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, whoever Allah intends for them good, He gives them understanding of the deen. And then the Shaykh now, he comments on each one of these points one by one in some detail. And the time is short, but perhaps inshallah we'll just take the first of them. What the Shaykh says about the first of them, he says that Al-Imam Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz rahimahullah, he has mentioned the first of the asbab, the means which help and support a person to do well in achieving or acquiring knowledge. It is إصلاح النية بينك وبين الله. That a person correct, that they rectify, that they reform that they give attention to their niyyah, their intention, that which is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, why are you seeking knowledge? Inshallah, sincerely for the sake of Allah. But a person has to give attention to this. Yani, that a person is constantly giving care and attention to the rectification and the purification of his intention, and that he's striving against himself. Yani, striving to subdue himself, to make himself to be in submission and in compliance with a pure intention, constantly attending to this matter. Because indeed the niyyah in everything can escape from you. And from amongst those things in which the niyyah may escape from you is your niyyah in seeking knowledge. So you find that a student passed by some time seeking knowledge with a pure intention, and then suddenly, this is what we fear, that a person starts out with a good intention, and after some time, suddenly, his intention is corrupted. Yani, corrupt intentions has entered upon him and has reached his heart. Such as حب الدنيا وحب الشهرة وحب الظهور وحب السمع إلى غير ذلك من القصاء من المقاصد التي هي خوارم للنية. Yani, that a student starts out in the beginning seeking knowledge purely for the sake of Allah, and then suddenly corrupt evil intentions enter upon him and reach his heart, such as love of the dunya, or love of being famous, or love of appearing, yani being a dhuhur, being in front of the people, or love of being heard about, getting a reputation. Yani, this person has a reputation now. The people begin to love this, or other than this, from those yani objectives that a person may have, intentions that a person may have, or those yani objectives which spoil a person's intention. So know that seeking knowledge, talabul ilm, is ibadah. Seeking knowledge is worship. Naam. Rather, as some of the people of knowledge have said, innahu min afdal ma yuqarrab al-abdu bihi. Yani, it is from amongst the best of what a person seeks, through which a person seeks nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That knowledge, seeking knowledge, yani talabul ilm, is worship. Rather, it is from amongst the best of things that a person does to get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars, they said, the one who seeks nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not seek nearness to Allah with anything that is better than talabul ilm. Wal ibadah, and know that indeed, seeking knowledge being ibadah, no ibadah is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the one who does it, except that that person makes their intention purely, sincerely for the sake of Allah. That they make their intention in that worship, yani with ikhlas. And for this reason, it is incumbent upon the student of knowledge to know with certain knowledge that his presence, attendance in the sittings of knowledge, and listening to the knowledge, and his reading of the books of knowledge, and his memorization of the texts, yani the mutun, the books of knowledge, and his studying the issues of knowledge, and researching the issues of knowledge, all of that, or none of that, will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none of that will be considered from amongst his righteous deeds, unless and until he intends by it the face of Allah. So sitting in the circles of knowledge and reading the books of knowledge and memorizing the texts in fiqh and hadith and aqidah and tafsir, all of this will be of no benefit unless and until the person makes sure that the intention in doing so is purely for the sake of Allah. As far as the person, if he does that, to be seen or to be heard or to attain fame or other than that, all of this, or none of this will be entered as part of his righteous actions, and he will not find it in his scale of good deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And for this reason, from amongst the most important of important matters, and from amongst the greatest of the obligatory duties in this subject, is that the student of knowledge rectifies, corrects, purifies his intention. From amongst the most important of important matters, and the greatest of obligatory matters, is that the student of knowledge gives attention to the rectification and purification of his intention. And for this reason, many of the scholars, like Al-Imam Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, and Al-Baghawi in his book Sharh Sunnah, and Al-Nawawi in his book Al-Arba'een, many of the scholars, like these scholars and other than them, from the scholars, have begun the opening of their books with the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that indeed, verily, actions are judged only by intentions. And this was to bring to the attention of the student of knowledge at the beginning of the road the need to correct and rectify his intention in seeking knowledge and the acquisition or the obtaining of knowledge. And this is a matter of the greatest, the utmost importance. And the student of knowledge is in need, for this reason, is in need of striving in this matter and seeking, actively seeking to correct, to fix this problem. For this reason, Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, he said, مَا عَلَجْتُ شَيْئًا أَشَدُّ عَلَيَّ مِن نِيَّتِي. Yani, I have not attempted to correct, to fix, to heal anything as much as I have attempted to correct my intention, to purify my intention. Yani, meaning that I have not found anything more difficult to fix than this matter of intention, making it purely for the sake of Allah. And for this reason, when the matter of intention was mentioned in the presence of Al-Imam Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, هذا الخناق هذا العمر الشديد الذي يحتاج إلى معالجة وإناية دقيقة حتى تصفو للعبد نيته وتصلح. And this we will stop with, the saying of Imam Ahmed, when the niyyah was mentioned to him, he said, this is the khinaq, yani the thing that chokes, that suffocates a person. This severe matter which requires yani a cure, and it requires yani careful, fine attention, so that the abd will purify his intention and correct and rectify and reform it. It requires great attention. This is the first matter that the Shaykh Abdul Razak comments on from the advice of Shaykh Ibn Baz, that is the importance of purification, the rectification, the reformation of one's intention. This is the first matter, and it is the most important matter, because without pure intention, everything else is lost. And we'll stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If there's any question, and perhaps we can take a minute or two. If there's any question, something that's not clear, if there's something that we said that's not clear, then inshallah this is a chance to fix it. Naam. Alhamdulillah. Naam. As-salam. Naam.
Regarding the topic, perhaps you could elaborate on how you began your
seeking knowledge. Excuse me, please, from that. I'll say this, that there's no doubt that what we have read here, from especially the five asbab al-mu'ina ala tahsil al-ilm, yani the five matters, the means through which a person can achieve and acquire knowledge, every single one of them a person is in need of, and others besides them. Indeed, these are from amongst the most important. The greatest of them is intention. And as what you have heard now the scholars, the imams of the people of Sunnah, the imams, the greatest imams of the people of Sunnah, people like Al-Imam Ahmad, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, Al-Imam Al-Nawawi, Al-Imam Al-Baghawi, and people like this, these kind of scholars, of the highest level of scholarship, the best of the people from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people made it clear to us the importance of an-niyyah. Every one of them pointed to it and made us to know the importance of it. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us to constantly and continuously attend to this matter, to review and monitor our intention and ask Allah's help to maintain a pure intention. This is the most difficult matter. It is indeed the most difficult matter. And a person has to be careful from this matter. Is it related to the topic? If it's not, hold it, inshallah. If it's not related to the topic, we really want to just deal with the topic and close, and after that we can talk, yani, for as long as you like. Naam.
Can you give some advice on how someone is trying to seek knowledge and balance his life with his family, work?
Inshallah, we'll come to this in the discussion of what the Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz, he said, yani, حفظ الوقت, حفظ الوقت. So the Shaykh is going to comment on this, yani, that a person give care and attention in protecting and preserving and guarding their time. And this requires of a person to balance, yani, the hours that they have in a day between the worship of Allah, the seeking of a livelihood, and attending to one's family. So a person has to look at their time, and they have to, balance the time. And the way to do that is to recognize, yani, that you have certain obligations in your life, in the course of a day, in the week, in the month, in the year. You have certain obligations. So a person has to prioritize those obligations. What is the most important of them? And then the next important, and so on. And then you have to count the amount of days you have in a month, the amount of days you have in a week, the amount of hours you have in a day, and divide that time up according to the priority. What is the most important thing? Obviously the most important thing is the worship of Allah. That has to be the priority. So the most of the time has to be given to that. But some time has to be allotted to making a living, right? Because you have to take care of yourself. And some time has to be allotted to your family, to your wife, to your children, to other things. So you have to also give some time there. But a person has to look at what are the obligations in front of them. And how much time do they have to divide up amongst those obligations. And what is the priority list? What comes first, the most important, and what comes after that? And then they have to work on it. Inshallah. I have some specific advice concerning this that will save, yani, to put in writing and to give to each brother, and inshallah hopefully it will be of some help. Now, any other question related specifically to what we discussed this morning? To the advice that we talked about. Now,
you attain knowledge and you may seek knowledge, but if someone's ignorant to the fact that you attain the knowledge, they don't know better. They judge you from the outside, not the inside. But though your actions are by the ayah, the surahs, what can you do?
If a person is seeking knowledge in other people, and he look at them and don't acknowledge or recognize or don't see what they're actually doing, and some people might think you are doing something else, what should you do? You should make your intention sincerely for the sake of Allah, and don't worry about the people. Don't worry about the people. We are not concerned about the people. This is the matter that we're talking about. The matter is that the person is seeking knowledge for the sake of Allah, not for the people. Who cares what the people think? Doesn't matter what the people think. People think whatever they want to think. We are not concerned about that. The people will not be able to judge you. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will judge you. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will reward you or who will punish you. So this is what we should be concerned with, and we should try to ignore as best we can. Even though we're human beings, we should try to ignore what the people say and what the people think. Don't worry about the people. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now,
do you know any supplications that are specific for asking Allah to give you pure intentions?
I mean, specific to intention, there are supplications that are specific to helping you in your deen. And of course, one of the supplications that we had recently, Allahumma aslih li fi deeni. This is what? How will Allah correct and rectify your deen? Except, most important, first and foremost, your intention, rectifying the intention. So this is a great supplication from the Prophet ﷺ that we should learn. If we haven't learned it yet, we ask everyone to learn this supplication, and we hope that we have learned it, and we have read its explanation, and that we use it every day, and hopefully inshallah will be of benefit to us. Naam. We'll stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu